Welcome to Wellness Wednesday on All Sides with Ann Fisher. Exercise as medicine. Well, it's free. And the latest estimate of what the U.S. spends to cure disease hovers around $2.7 trillion a year. So free or even cheap is good these days. But what kind of exercise can make or break you, literally? Joining us now is the author of a new book on the topic, The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life, Dr. Jordan Metzl. Welcome back to the show.
And thanks. It's a pleasure to be back.
Are you talking about exercise as a real cure for a disease or as a lifestyle that can help prevent disease or something in between?
Well, I think a combination of both, Anne. Let me tell you where I kind of got the concept for the book and where it kind of comes from and what my message is all about. So I'm a sports medicine doctor here in New York City, and in my practice, I take care of athletic people of all ages. So in my waiting room any day could be anybody from like an 8-year-old gymnast to a 81-year-old lady who did the marathon this year. And the commonality of all the people who come to see me is that they all want to move and they all want to be active. And so I'm working not only on an individual basis to try and get people moving, but also I started thinking, how can I get some of the information that I have in my brain and in my practice to people, you know, across the country and around the world? And so my first book with Rodale, who did the Exercise Cure, was a book called Athlete's Book of Home Remedies. And in that book, I looked at basically how people can start to fix their aches and pains at home. So it really was a sports medicine book for people who wanted to learn how to fix, you know, their achy knees or their achy backs or achy elbows, what kind of exercises they could do at home. And that was for kind of athletic people to keep themselves moving. As I finished that book, then I started thinking about my next book. And I talked to them about, listen, I want to do a book on the medicine of exercise. And they said, what are you talking about? And I said, no, I mean, I know exercise is good for us, but I want to do a book on the actual medicinal value of exercise. So not thinking about exercise as something that feels good, but actually exercise as a drug. And they said, are you crazy? And I said, I don't think so. And so I started kind of pulling together the different information on the medicine of exercise and worked up my book proposal with them. And I came back to them and they said, you know, you may have something here. And so the idea of exercise cure is to basically look at the human body, starting with the brain and going down by body systems. So kind of brain issues, depression, anxiety, sleep, memory, self-esteem, dementia, you know, heart problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, and, you know, what's the scientific evidence? And what I did is for each of these problems, I go by body system, what's the scientific evidence for exercise as a first line or adjunct treatment to the medicines people take? And then the second part of the book is how do you actually take that medicine for yourselves at home without, you know, a trainer, actually to be your own trainer. How do you set up an exercise program? And I have to tell you, the book was published back in December. I've had such an amazing groundswell of just great feedback, you know, Facebook, Twitter, just amazing numbers of people just kind of really reaching out and just saying how they've been doing this on their own and how important it is. And then the other really compelling thing has been, you know, launching this message for physician groups. So you may have heard in the news broadcast just before I came on, they were talking about these new issues with Medicare and reimbursements. And we've all been hearing about, you know, different 7 million people signing up for affordable care. And, you know, so much of the discussion that we've been having in medicine is that we have this huge system which is hugely incentivized to treat disease. That's what we do. We are disease treatment. It's called healthcare, but it really is a disease treatment system. And we have these, you know, hugely unhealthy people who are basically unfit and unhealthy and cost us a lot of money. And we could do so much of a better job of making our population healthier by getting them moving and getting them active. And so this whole discussion about kind of preventive wellness I find to be really compelling. And as I've been going around talking to, among other people, medical groups about how doctors can learn to start prescribing exercise, They don't do it. They don't know how to do it. It's not part of the curriculum. And so something I've really been working on is trying to get that message as well. So I think, I know it's a long way to answer your question, but I think exercise is both prevention and treatment simultaneously, and I want everybody to learn how to take that medicine for themselves, and I want doctors to learn how to prescribe that.
My guest is Dr. Jordan Metzl. He's a sports medicine physician at New York Hospital for Special Surgery and author of The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. If you have a question about your exercise regimen, you'd like to run it by Dr. Metzl, you're welcome. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I wanted to ask you about something you said right off the bat. You said, you have everything from an 8-year-old gymnast to an 80-year-old, marathoner. And one thing they have in common is they all want to move and they all want to be active. Isn't that the first part of the equation? How do you get people to want to move and be active?
Well, that's an interesting question. So, you know, the book kind of lays out the science behind why you should want to. And I would tell people, if you read the introduction to my book and you don't want to move, then read it again. I find it really compelling. But of course, I've drunk the Kool-Aid. I probably am the Kool-Aid at this point. But how do we get people who don't want to move? You know, what percentage of Americans exercise for more than a half hour, 3 to 4 times a week, do you think?
I don't know.
About 6 to 7%. So
wow.
Not very good. Not very good at all. So how do we get those other, 90-plus percent of people off their couches or off their, behinds and moving? And I think that's a really important question that's been one of these questions that have come out of this book and my message around this stuff. I'm actually just finishing up an op-ed that I'm submitting called Should We Incentivize Exercise? And my take on this, obviously, is I do think we should incentivize exercise. And let me tell you where I'm coming from on this, Anne. So if you think about coming up in just next week, we have a very famous day in the United States, April 15th, which is our tax filing deadline day. And on that day, people will submit, or hopefully before, their tax forms, and they will basically be deducting things that our society thinks are valuable. So what do we think we're valuable? We think owning a home is valuable. We think going into debt for like education is valuable, having children, getting married. There are all these different deductions that people take because they are spending money on things that our society has said these things are valuable. We want to encourage this kind of stuff, and that's great. We should. Our healthcare spending is $2.7 trillion a year. Now, that's just a big number. It's 17% of our GDP. It's more than double any country in the world spends on healthcare. Despite that, we're ranked 28th in life expectancy. We are spending huge sums of money, and we're terribly unhealthy. And I think that's because this concept that we're not really promoting health. We're promoting disease treatment in our system. And so how do we make our population healthier? And I think part of the answer is we get them moving, and we need to incentivize those kind of things. And so there are different companies, different insurance companies who are now using incentive-based wellness programs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give a good shout-out to Humana as well as to Kaiser out in California, both of which have developed these different preventive wellness programs where people enter in these programs, and if they're insured by one of those companies, they can sign up for one of these programs. When you enter in, you get an analysis including your height, your weight, your BMI, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your smoking habits. And then it's like a frequent flyer program. And the more things you do for your health proactively, the less you pay. And part of that then is you get a little fit monitor. And the more you move, the less you pay. And then companies can sign up their whole companies. And what ends up happening is the more that your whole company moves, the less your whole company pays as an insurance premium. So I think we need to start thinking about, things like that, things like little tax incentives to move, to really incentivize our population to get going.
We used to be incentivized because we had to get up to go to the market. We had to get up to go to plan our food. We had to get up and go everywhere. We moved all the time. We don't have to do that anymore.
You know, something I talk about in the second half of the book of how to set up your program, I basically break it down into bronze, silver, and gold. So my bronzers, bronze level, are people that aren't doing anything, and I want to get them moving. And I talk about what's called increasing your NEAT profile. So NEAT is an acronym which stands for non-exercise active thermogenesis, or in English, just burning calories from walking around and moving around. And exactly what you're saying, the more that you move throughout the day, not only the more calories you burn, but the healthier you're going to be. And, these days, if you're, wherever you are, especially if you're not in a big city. So in New York City, you have to walk. But if you're in Dayton, Ohio, you probably don't have to walk. The idea is that we want to teach people and encourage people to move. So, park further away from wherever it is you're going or walk. Most cities aren't really set up for that outside of the big cities, which is part of the issue. And there's different strategies. You know, for example, getting a dog is a great way to incentivize increasing your NEAT profile. Mm-hmm. People try standing desks as ways to increase, you know, taking the stairs at work. There's a whole bunch of ways you can do that. And so I want you to think of exercise not only as just going to the gym or going for a run in the morning or a bike ride, but also what you do during the day to just increase your NEAT profile.
My guest is Dr. Jordan Metzl. He's a sports medicine physician at the hospital, at the New York Hospital for Special Surgery, and author of the book we're talking about today, The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. We'll take calls at 614-292-8513, and also you can send us emails at allsides@wosu.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. More of this conversation with Dr. Jordan Metzl still to come. But first, membership manager Rob Walker and All Sides producer Michael DeBonis are here for an update on our spring membership drive.
Thanks, Ann. I'm Michael DeBonis, producer here at All Sides with Ann Fisher, and this is the 89.7 NPR News membership drive. We bring you the great programming you hear with listener contributions, our most important source of income. Your $50 or $100 gift right now makes a big difference as we try to raise the money we need to pay for the news you use every day. That's it. You can give online at WOSU.org or call us at 1-866-897-9678. Joining me now is Rob Walker.
Well, we have a great thank you gift that we're offering right now for folks who are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's the book, The Exercise Cure. The book offers specific workout prescriptions for a dozen of the most common health problems, from heart disease to high blood pressure to back pain. Dr. Metzl is Ann's guest. He wrote the book, and if you become a $10 a month sustaining member or a one-time gift on your credit card of $120, we'll be happy to offer this to you as our way of saying thanks. The book also offers beginner, intermediate, and advanced workouts and other exercise modifications for every age group. Call or go online right now at 1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org, and we'll offer you this book as our way of saying thanks.
Perhaps you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher often. We hope you do. And if you do listen, then you know that Ann and I and the rest of our staff work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics, from news of the day to long-term trends. You listen to hear about it all Sides with Ann Fisher. Ann also talks to people who live right here in Columbus. When the All Sides staff looks for an expert, they turn to Ohio State University, but we also look for the best experts we can find around the world. To support this type of local programming, it's really only one way that can happen. That's with your help. So don't hesitate. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online at WOSU.org.
And Dr. Metzl is the guest right now on All Sides with Ann Fisher, and the book is The Exercise Cure. And our gift to you, when you contribute at the $10 a month sustaining membership level, or a one-time gift of $120, is the book, The Exercise Cure. Whether you're in your 40s, 60s, or 80s, the book offers suggestions for improving your health. Call or go online right now. Talk to one of our friendly people ready to take your call if you'd like to do it by phone. If you have the WOSU Public Media mobile app, you can go through that as well. Or you can go online at WOSU.org to contribute. Very simple to do, and we hope to hear from you. 1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org.
That's right. There's only one way for this programming to continue, and that is with your support. If these are the qualities you appreciate in your radio station, the daily news programming that you count on, renew your support today. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678.
And once again, it's easy to call or support 89.7 NPR News. When you contribute right now, we'll be happy to offer you, as our way of saying thanks, the book from Dr. Metzl. It's The Exercise Cure, and it is a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. Get this book right now for a $10 a month sustaining membership level at 1-866-897-9678.
Welcome back to Wellness Wednesday on All Sides with Ann Fisher. In the U.S., we spend nearly $3 trillion a year to cure disease. This mostly includes just the treatment of disease, but a new book could be changing the way we approach medicine. Still with us is Dr. Jordan Metzl. He's the author of The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Metzl, give us a call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Dr. Metzl, one of the things that appears to set your book apart from many others we've seen on this topic is how it's put together as a reference book. It's not necessarily intended to be read from the front to the back. It's you can dive in, you know, if there's a time, you might already be a rabid exerciser, but this can, you can jump in on issues that affect you, say as the best exercises for menopause or cardiovascular disease or any number of things.
That's right, Ann. I mean, I got a nice email from somebody last week who said they read the whole thing cover to cover, and I was like, dude, what's the matter with you, man?
Okay.
I mean, I put it together.
True confession. I did not.
Because it's really not designed. I mean, I think the intro part you can read in one sitting. I think that really goes through the conceptual, you know, the overview concepts. But then what I do is by disease, by body system, and then by disease, I kind of looked at depression. So you know what depression is. I kind of talk about, you know, what depression looks mm-hmm. like when somebody has it. And then I basically pulled out what I thought to be the most compelling study on depression and exercise. Now, to be honest, I definitely slanted the book in favor of exercise. So, you know, if somebody was writing a book on, like, food or whatever, they may have different. But I think that the data on exercise, by the way, is so hugely compelling that it was, to me, it was oftentimes a challenge to find out what's the best study on the thing, because there was some really great science that I really tried to pull out. So, for example, on depression, there was a really big study done in Norway that used more than 36,000 people that looked at the effects of exercise and mood and depressive indices. Now, as you know, in Norway, sometimes like in Ohio, mm-hmm. It's dark and it's cold and it's gray and people get depressed when, you know, it's not April outside. And so
even, you know, when it is April,
yeah,
it can be
exactly,
a drag.
Exactly. and so, you know, what's the evidence for exercise as the treatment for mild to moderate depression? And in this study, they put in a control group of people taking medication, which was pretty interesting. And, you know, exercise was as effective for mild to moderate depression as taking medication. You know, the plus side of exercise is it's free, it works, and it has no side effects. And so, you know, something I've talked about, you know, we've talked about the cost. So, you know, we spend about $175 billion on prescription medications. And, you know, a lot of that is funded by a lot of that's driven by what we see in terms of funding. So if you watch any television or any radio, probably except for NPR, and by the way, I'm not sponsored by you guys at all, but I listen to the Pledge Drive guys, and, you know, if you're listening to this broadcast, just give a little bit of money. NPR is a great institution in our country. And so part of the, all right, end political comment, but the process of just being a consumer of any kind of media in our country is that, you know, if you're watching the Super Bowl or the NCAA or whatever, you know, every fourth ad is something like, oh, you have sleep problems, open your window, and this butterfly will land on your head and you'll have the best sleep of your life. Or if you have erectile dysfunction, take this drug and you'll throw this football through the tire and your life will be forever improved. And so we have this society where we really have this kind of medication-first society where we think that we're going to throw medicines at all of our problems, and it's great for the drug companies making these drugs. You know, the problem is we're doing nothing to actually prevent the diseases from happening. And so what I've really tried to do is say, listen, we have a drug, it's free, it works, it has no side effects. You know, people on antidepressant medications have a very strong incidence of among other things, sexual problems, sexual dysfunctional problems are among the most commonly reported side effects of that class of medication. In my sports medicine practice, people on cholesterol-lowering medications have a huge component of muscle aches and joint aches. They come in to see me all the time for those kind of problems. I'm not saying these medicines are not important. I'm not saying drugs are bad. What I am saying is that exercise should be viewed as a drug, and it should be probably the first-line drug for all the different many of the medical issues we see. And what I've found over time in others is that if you take this drug of exercise, it will reduce your dependence on other drugs. And then in some cases, you can, you know, sometimes reduce or get off of some of these other drugs like cholesterol drugs and blood pressure drugs altogether. And, you know, there was actually a really big study published in October in the British Journal of Medicine, which was a meta-analysis. So they kind of summarized different studies looking at drugs versus exercise in the treatment of four different conditions, including heart disease and diabetes. And what they concluded was that exercise was as effective as drugs in the prevention of coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes, which are two of the most common problems that we see. And so, you know, again, if you are somebody that has, you know, high cholesterol, borderline high cholesterol, you know, people are putting people on these cholesterol-lowering medications like they're like in the water. And there's no such thing as a perfectly safe drug. They all have side effects. They all have costs, both physical and financial. And, you know, we should be thinking about using and prescribing exercise to reduce the burden, the financial burden, and also to really get people to lessen their dependence on some of the drugs that we are treating the problem with instead of trying to prevent the problem from happening.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. If you want to make that pledge, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. My guest is Dr. Jordan Metzl. He's author of The Exercise Cure, A Doctor's All-Natural, No-Pill Prescription for Better Health and Longer Life. He's run 30 marathons and 11 Ironmans, so he knows what he's talking about besides the physician side of the equation. Catherine in Westerville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Hello. Thank you for having this program. I have a dominant hip that's been diagnosed with two docs. It's only a 6 out of 10 in terms of being ready for surgery. OSU diagnosed it as a 10, ready for surgery. So I've been exercising, stretching, walking a lot, doing anti-inflammatories, taking my vitamins and glucosamine. And I seem to have more of a regular gait, but wondered if there's anything else you can suggest, and can I actually compensate for that dead cartilage there on my hip bone?
Dr. Metzl?
Sure. I mean, so what I talk about both in Exercise Cure and in Athlete's Book of Home Remedies, particularly, is a concept called the kinetic chain of the body. So kinesis comes from the Greek root meaning to move, and the kinetic chain or movement chain of the body is how all of the muscles are connected tip to toe in your body. Now, for a kinetic chain to work, it needs to be flexible and it needs to be strong. And a combination of strength plus flexibility lessens the loading force on your entire body. So if you have an achy back or an achy hip or an achy knee, the stronger those muscles are and the more flexible those muscles are around that joint, the less it will bother you. Now, eventually, it sounds like you might need a hip replacement, it sounds like, just from what you're describing. But if you make the muscles around that entire kinetic chain stronger by doing some of the exercises I talk about, maybe with a physical therapist initially is fine, and then more flexible, I have a whole section in both books on how to use a foam roller to loosen up your muscles. It can make the kinetic chain work better and can make those symptoms less. And the reason why that's important from the Exercise Cure perspective is that I want you, Catherine, to walk and to move. Because it makes you healthier, it makes your brain healthier, it makes your body healthier, it makes your mood better, it reduces your blood pressure, all the things we're talking about. But if your hip is hurting, you can't take that medicine very well because it hurts too much to move. So part of this process of making your muscles more effective and making your kinetic chain better in terms of just what you're doing will allow you to take this medicine of exercise more effectively.
Catherine, thanks a lot for that call. We have an email from Lou, who writes, I work at a job where I sit at a computer for about 8 hours a day. What does Dr. Metzl recommend for someone who sits all day? Are there things I can do at my desk?
You bet. So, Lou, also in Exercise Cure, I have something called the desk sitter's workout. I'm going to give you an example in my office. So, you know, my office, my whole staff is all into this concept of NEAT. And if you come to my office here in New York, every hour, you'll see my guys get up, move around, do some stretching, and just do a couple squats and just start moving a little bit. They also all sit on exercise balls that are fixed to a stable bottom, so they don't roll around, but there's no back on these balls, and they're basically strengthening their core muscles all day long just by sitting on these balls instead of sitting in chairs. Those are two really good examples of how you can start increasing your NEAT profile just throughout the day, because basically, Anne, here's the argument, that if you look at the effects of smoking, and so now if you want to go in Columbus to, and I don't know if they've banned cigarettes. I know CVS, I think, is the first pharmacy to ban cigarettes. If you go to Walgreens or wherever you go, and you're going to get a pack of cigarettes, you know on that label on the side, you know, warning, the Surgeon General has determined that cigarette smoking is dangerous to your health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you look at the disease profiles from smoking, you know, what are the diseases? You know, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, et cetera, certain types of cancer, particularly lung cancer. And you look at the disease risk from smoking. And then you think about what people do now, and you look at the disease risk from inactivity. So sitting around, heart disease, high blood pressure. The only difference is really the lung cancer, but the activity profile makes a huge difference. And I think it's not a stretch at all to say that sitting is the new smoking, that inactivity is as dangerous in many ways as smoking, absent lung cancer, which is a pretty smoking-specific problem. And so we want people to move, and we want them to move all day long. And it doesn't mean you have to go do a workout every hour because you'll get fired from your job. But it means you can get up and do a couple stretches, a couple squats, think about some of the stuff I'm talking about as ways to increase your NEAT profile throughout your day.
614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for Dr. Jordan Metzl. If you want to make that pledge, 1-866-897-9678. There's a recurring element in the book. It's a little section. It's called When to Call a Doctor. What's that about?
Well, you know, both in Athlete's Book of Home Remedies and Exercise Cure, you know, I want people to start thinking about treating themselves. So if you have in Athlete's Book of Home Remedies an arthritic knee or tennis elbow or a herniated disc in your back or an Exercise Cure, if you're getting, you know, depression or anxiety or some of the things we're talking about here, you know, I want you to start using some of the home remedies I talk about to start treating your problems. But I also want you to recognize when you're not doing a good enough job and when you need to start thinking about talking to somebody else. And I think that's obviously very important to do. And so I try and give information for that. And I put that in all my books just because I want people to know, you know, when I'm not an anti-doctor at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm a very pro-doctor. And I, you know, I just think that I'm really proud to be in a profession that, that, you know, helps people. It's a nice thing to do. But I also want people to know when they need to start thinking about, you know, talking to somebody about it.
You're part of a new generation of physicians, though, obviously, Dr. Metzl. You know, I grew up with a very, very different generation of doctors, ones that didn't look at your diet and didn't look at exercise as contributing factors to illness. How much pushback do you get in the business still? You're a pretty young guy, or you at least you play one in real life. So what about pushback? How do you...
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely there's a new wave of coming, but it's not coming fast enough. And I think part of the problem, it's interesting, I've had the biggest, I wouldn't say pushback, but I think the educational model that we're operating under is a big part of the problem. JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, published a study just in December of this past year called The Anatomy of U.S. Healthcare, a 30-year retrospective of U.S. healthcare. And they looked at healthcare over the past 30 years, ending in 2011. What were some of the important things they found? Well, number one, they found that, you know, our percentage of GDP as we approach this $3 trillion mark has risen from about 9% 30 years ago to almost 18% today. So it's almost doubled. Number two, government spending on healthcare has increased from about 30% to about 47, 48%. So the government pays almost half the price for our healthcare dollars in the United States. And number three, their conclusion was that the actual system is, as I've mentioned before, a disease treatment system which does almost nothing to very little to encourage prevention. And so the way this you can think about this in real-world terms is the average person with type 2 diabetes, which is a disease related to obesity and inactivity and very much preventable, meaning if you exercise and eat right, you're much less likely to get type 2 diabetes at all. And so the average person with type 2 diabetes costs about $1,500 a month for treatment, including the insulin, the different strips they take, medical costs, et cetera. Over the course of a lifetime, a diabetic costs, you know, millions of dollars to take care of, everything from, you know, these ongoing costs every month to visits to the emergency room to different complications related to diabetes. And so you take that one person costing millions of dollars with this preventable disease, and then you think about states in the United States with this, you know, just exploding rates of obesity. It's estimated that by 2030, 44% of every single state will have the population will be obese. And you just think about what that means in terms of these healthcare dollars, and you realize that our whole system is really set up to treat disease, which I think mm-hmm. is a huge part of the problem. And so, you know, what I'm saying is, listen, I'm not saying don't treat people with diabetes, but what I'm saying is we have to think about preventing diabetes from happening. What percentage of our healthcare dollars, almost $3 trillion, is spent treating these chronic diseases related to obesity and activity? About 65%, so about $1.6 trillion a year are spent treating diseases related to this unhealthy America that we have. And so, you know, I have to say, I'm originally from Missouri. You know, we're a problem with this state. Ohio is a huge problem with this, mm-hmm. you know, stuff. I mean, we got to get people moving, and we have to really incentivize the prevention of disease instead of just treating illness. It's a huge flaw in the way our system is set up, and we have to correct it.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. More of my conversation about exercise with Dr. Jordan Metzl still to come. But first, here's All Sides producer Michael DeBonis and membership manager Rob Walker to talk about supporting 89.7 NPR News right now.
Thanks, Ann. As a regular listener to All Sides, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile. Today, we're asking you to put a value on that. Your contribution is vital to 89.7 NPR News. Listener support is our most important source of income. That's all there is to it. Please help pay for the All Sides with Ann Fisher show. 89.7 NPR News is the only way that we can bring this type of programming to you. And the way to do it is go online at WOSU.org call us at 1-866-897-9678.
And we do have a very special thank you gift this hour. If you are listening to Dr. Metzl and really enjoy the conversation and the topics, well, The Exercise Cure is his book, and we are offering that to you as a $10 a month sustaining membership gift or a one-time gift on your credit card of $120. This book will teach you to prevent, improve, or solve almost any health problem. Learn why exercise is one of the world's most effective medicines. The book will tell you which exercise to do and which ones to avoid depending on your health situation. It's our gift to you when you contribute at $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 at 1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org.
If All Sides with Ann Fisher is one of your favorite programs on 89.7 NPR News, then now is the time to support it. All Sides brings you interesting conversations on topics that matter to you, and it exposes you to new authors and new ideas. This type of show is only possible because of listener support. Give whatever amount fits into your budget. Support local programming. Support All Sides. Make a pledge using the WOSU mobile app. Visit us at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
Well, we ask you to support us here at 89.7 NPR News and become part of the team, become part of the social contract that we have with our listeners. You make a financial contribution, we provide you with the best programming possible. And when you do so, at a $10 a month sustaining membership level, or a one-time gift of $120, The Exercise Cure, the book written by Ann's guest today, is available to you as our way of saying thank you. Of course, you don't need to take a thank you gift. You can just have all of your contributions support 89.7 NPR News. Just go through that with our helpful people in the phone room or by going online at WOSU.org or using the WOSU Public Media mobile app. Quick, simple, and easy. 1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org.
The world is a complex place, and you listen to shows like All Sides with Ann Fisher to get a better idea of what's going on in your country and in our world. So the only way that programming can continue is if you pledge your support. And that's why we're asking you to make a contribution to 89.7 NPR News. Every dollar you give helps pay for the news and analysis that keeps you informed. Please take 2 minutes now to ensure that you have quality news coverage in the coming year. go online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678.
And in just a couple of minutes, we'll be back to more of All Sides with Ann Fisher, so don't go anywhere. But in the minute and a half before we get back to the show, there is plenty of time for you to become a sustaining member or a contributing member of 89.7 NPR News. And when you do so, at the $10 a month sustaining membership level, the book, The Exercise Cure, is our way of saying thank you for your gift of support. The book offers specific workout prescriptions for a dozen of the most common health problems, from heart disease to high blood pressure to back pain. $120 annual gift or as a one-time gift or your $10 a month sustaining membership level, we will happy to send that out to you. 1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org.
You've heard us say that every dollar makes a difference, and the reason we say that is because it's true. Listeners have made pledges ranging from $1 to as much as a dollar a day during this membership campaign, and it all adds up to the money we need to keep this program on the air. So please consider the value you get from 89.7 NPR News and consider what fits into your budget. And when you consider that, consider calling us right now at 1-866-897-9678, whatever amount works in your budget. Every dollar really does make a difference. When you go online to WOSU.org or you pick up the phone and call us at 1-866-897-9678. Thank you.
Support for 89.7 comes from our generous listeners and from Weiland's Market, an independent family-owned market in Clintonville since 1961, offering meats and seafood, specialty groceries, prepared foods, spirits, and more. Information at WeilandsMarket.com.
Welcome back to Wellness Wednesday on All Sides with Ann Fisher. My guest is Dr. Jordan Metzl, sports medicine physician at the New York Hospital for Special Surgery and author of a new book about exercise. It's called The Exercise Cure, a doctor's all-natural, no-pill prescription for better health and longer life. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Metzl, give us a call, 614-292-8513. If you want to run your exercise regimen by Dr. Metzl, get his opinion on it, you're welcome to do that. 614-292-8513. Dr. Metzl, you said age shouldn't be a factor when deciding whether to get fit. What should seniors be focused on in their exercise routine?
Sure. Well, something I've been working on recently now is to try and, you know, obviously I mentioned before, teaching doctors how to kind of administer the exercise prescription. So if you're a senior listening to this broadcast today, you know, I want you to move as well. Now, I told you at the onset, I have an 81-year-old lady that runs the marathon every year here, but I know she's, you know, as Malcolm Gladwell will call, an outlier very much with her behavior. So I think for the average person that we want to get up and move and walk around, it probably makes sense to talk to your doctor first to try and figure out what may be helpful. And everybody has different limitations. So, for example, if you have, you know, like the woman who called, a very arthritic hip, it's going to limit what you can do, as I want you to start working on strengthening your kinetic chain and getting yourself stronger, et cetera. You know, that's going to make that hip feel better. But in the meantime, I want you to move. I don't want you not to take this medicine of exercise while you are working. So, you know, what are some good things that she could do? Well, she definitely can get to the YMCA or someplace and get in the pool and swim for a half hour a day. That would be great to start getting her heart rate up and moving. She can get on an exercise bike. She can start moving around that way. That would be great to start doing. And then I have some different exercises to start working on strengthening. But, you know, people may have underlying medical issues. They may have blood pressure issues, heart issues. You know, they need to figure out what level they should be pushing their heart to, but not too far. I am a big fan of intensity. I talk in my books about, you know, different zones of exertion and finding the right zone for yourself in your workouts. You know, intensity matters. So the more intense you can do it, the better it is in general. For people, but you need to figure out what your underlying basic health is. And so I think those are all things to think about. The overall overreaching comment, I would say, is that, you know, movement is medicine and you got to do it.
What about so many Americans who say they just can't fit in the time between jobs, and especially parents who stay home with their children all day and school for even an hour of exercise a few days a week? It's maybe they think it's too expensive. They can't afford to join the club or the gym or the rec center, or they just feel like they don't have the time.
Yeah, I mean, so the next The next book I'm working on is a book on running. The one after that I'm working on is a 30-minute a day workout. If you give me 30 minutes a day, I can really help you.
Does it have to be 30 minutes in a fancy, I mean...
No, at home. Okay. You don't need a gym at all. You can do it all at home. In all my stuff, I have, these different home-based workouts where you can do everything from what are called isometric exercises, where you hold stable positions, to things called plyometrics, to isotonics, where you move, to plyometrics, where you jump. You know, body weight is the most effective way to strengthen. I love it. And, you know, you don't need anything. You can do it right in your living room with, you know, minimal to no equipment and just, you know, literally roll out of bed, give me a half hour and do whatever you got to do. And so I'm very much into that. You don't need any fancy equipment. And I really try and walk people through that of how to set those things up at home.
We still have about 7 minutes with Dr. Jordan Metzl. If you have a question or comment about exercise, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. We might have time to squeeze in an email as well. The address for that is allsides@wosu.org. An email from Kelly in Columbus. She writes, Dr. Metzl, I'm going to be starting chemotherapy and radiation within a couple weeks and plan to keep working my restaurant job for as long as possible. I have a tumor metastasized in my lymph node. When I do feel zapped of energy after approximately 3 weeks, is it beneficial to push myself towards staying active?
Mm-hmm. So first of all, best wishes, Kelly, for... hopefully a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
So in my office here in New York, there's kind of a medical row here. So we have Cornell Medical Center Hospital for Special Surgery, where I work, which is the orthopedic hospital, and then Memorial Sloan Kettering, which is the cancer hospital. And so I see a lot of their doctors and sometimes their patients here in the office, and I talk to them about exercise. And so in Exercise Cure, I have a whole little special section on cancer and exercise, both as prevention and as, what to do during and after chemo. Because, what chemo does is it basically zaps energy as you go through chemo and cancer treatment. And, exercise is essentially energy giving. And so the things I talk about are really trying to make your muscles as strong as possible, trying to keep your activity not in a huge exertion level, but in a mild to moderate exertion as much as you can. I think as long as you can keep those parameters going, I think it's important. Now, you need to make sure you talk with your oncologist about that. And obviously things such as kind of blood counts and low blood counts, which predisposes you to infection, can affect where you exercise and how you exercise. But in general, both in my book and also in consultation with other with really oncologists who help me with that section of the book, since I'm not an oncologist by training, obviously, I think exercise is a big part of cancer, not only in the treatment side, but also, on the backside, on the, recovery and prevention side. We have really good data on actually breast cancer prevention, breast cancer is reduced by, 45 to 50% in some studies, recurrence with 4 times a week exercise. Colon cancer, primary colon cancer, is reduced by 35 to 40% by 4 times a week exercise. And so, the data on exercise and chronic disease and in some types of cancer really is pretty compelling. So I want it to be, for Kelly, part of what she's doing in terms of thinking about keeping her activity level high, keeping her body strong, and really working on, getting through this tough time as best she can.
If you want to make that pledge, the number's 1-866-897-9678. We still have time for a few calls. 614-292-8513 is the number. We have an email from Sarah. She says, I have very mild lower back pain. It is not bad, just tight. I notice it after I am sitting for a long time. What exercises do you recommend?
Good. That's great. So I have a whole little section there on back pain. Two things to talk about for Sarah. Number one, I love a foam roller, which is basically a rolling device you can roll on at home to loosen up all of your muscles in your back and your body.
So do you put that underneath your,
you roll
on top of it?
You lay right and roll on it. And then the other thing I am a big fan of are what are called planks, which are basically isometric poses where you just hold your body weight in a neutral position in several different ways. And that can start strengthening the muscles around your front and back called your core. And the stronger those muscles are, so a combination of core strengthening and rolling out your muscles together really help reduce the incidence of back pain. It helps a lot.
Since I started taking boot camp classes and different kinds of classes that really are focusing these days on that core,
mm-hmm.
I used to have chronic lower back pain, and I just don't anymore.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
It's great. It's easy. You can do it at home. You can do it in a class. It's such a terrific thing to be able to do. So I agree.
An email from Susan. She says, "Is there exercise to stop and/or reverse cerebellar atrophy?" And I had somebody look that up, and it's degeneration of the section of the brain responsible for balance, voluntary muscle movements, and posture.
Good question. So what we know about exercise in terms of reversal is not too much, but definitely what we know about exercise and progression of particularly dementia. So there have been billions of dollars spent on dementia and Alzheimer's research. The only drug that's noted to basically slow the progression of dementia and Alzheimer's is exercise. In terms of cerebellar issues, definitely stronger muscles helps with balance, but in terms of the degenerative process in the brain, it would make sense to me that it might slow it. It definitely wouldn't reverse it.
What about prescribing exercise? You were talking about that earlier with doctors. If it's something that we can ask them for, or is it something that we should be asking an exercise physiologist about right now until maybe the culture changes a little bit?
I think maybe some combination of both. I think obviously exercise physiologists are the experts more in
how to do it.
Probably. Uh-huh. And physical therapists are tremendously helpful for that too. You may have to try and kind of piece together different people. Personal trainers who know what mm-hmm. they're doing are wonderfully helpful. So I think that you may have to kind of hunt around. I guess the question, Anne, is how do you know if you're like in a good restaurant or,
right.
You kind of like the food. And so it's not like, you just want to get a sense, does it make sense? Is it making you feel better? I mean, for example, I'd ask you, Anne, is your boot camp class working? And you tell me yes, because my back feels better. And you told me your boot camp class is working without even knowing, is this the right exercise for me? You know what? It's making you feel better. It's working. So I think people get sometimes hung up, is this the exact right workout for whatever? And I think if it's making you feel better, if it's feeling better, I think it's a good thing to start thinking about.
That's a lot because we've been trained to think that there's an absolute about everything, that there's a pill for it, that there's, something you're supposed to do, and it's not how we think about our bodies anymore. I want to thank you for joining us today to talk about a different way to think about our bodies.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure. I love talking to you guys, and keep up the good work out there in Ohio.
Dr. Jordan Metzl, he's a sports medicine physician at the New York Hospital for Special Surgery and author of The Exercise Cure, A Doctor's All-Natural, No-Pill Prescription for Better Health and Longer Life. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Once again, thanks to Dr. Jordan Metzl for joining us today. And now with more information on how you can support our station, here's membership manager Rob Walker and All Sides producer Michael DeBonis.
Thanks, Anne. This is the 89.7 NPR News Fun Drive. Our goal is to ensure that all the programs you value are here on the station you love, 89.7 NPR News. A contribution of $50 or $100 will do just that. Please call 1-866-897-9678 with your gift right now. It's a gift that will keep this listener-supported nonprofit radio station on the air. 1-866-897-9678.
And when you do call or go online right now, we have a very nice thank you gift we're offering. It is The Exercise Cure. If you heard Dr. Metzl on Ann's show and you liked the conversation, well, why not continue the information in the book, The Exercise Cure? The book offers specific workout prescriptions for dozens of the most common health problems, from heart disease to high blood pressure to back pain. Make a gift right now of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120 on your credit card, and we'll be happy to offer this to you as our way of saying thank you. But you must hurry because All Sides will be over here at noon, so we want to get your gift in right now at WOSU.org or 1-866-897-9678.
89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. We have our award-winning news team, and we have our two-hour locally produced talk show, All Sides with Ann Fisher. This programming is only possible with listener support. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact your life in Central Ohio from our awesome news team, and you hear conversations on topics that matter to you on All Sides with Ann Fisher. All Sides brings you interviews with important policymakers in Ohio. All Sides connects you with newsmakers across the country and in your own backyard. Support that programming right now. Visit WOSU.org, donate using our mobile media app, or give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678.
Well, we have a little bit more than 3 minutes to go in this hour and a little bit more than 3 minutes for you to go online or call and become a contributing supporter of 89.7 NPR News. Our great folks will take your call right now, or you can do this all online. You can do a sustaining gift, which means that your credit card will be charged every month until you ask us to make any changes. And if you do agree to be a sustaining member at the $10 a month level, we'll be happy to offer you, as our way of saying thanks, The Exercise Cure, written by Dr. Metzl. He was on Ann's show today. If you enjoyed that, well, we would love it if you took advantage of it. It's a very simple, easy phone call, very friendly people ready to talk to you and help you through the process at 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org.
We're all familiar with the idea of renewal requests. We're asked to renew subscriptions to newspapers, magazines, gym memberships, and WOSU 89.7 NPR News works the exact same way. Every year, we ask you to renew your support so you will continue to hear the news you depend on. Sometimes we don't renew a subscription we no longer have time for, but if you still listen to 89.7 NPR News about as much as you did when you last contributed, then renewing your support today is important. Take a couple minutes now and call 1-866-897-9678, or if you're by your computer, go online to WOSU.org. It just takes 2 minutes, and it's so easy. 1-866-897-9678.
And there's still time for you to call or go online right now and support 89.7 NPR News. We just have a couple of minutes remaining in this membership opportunity, and then we're going to go on to news headlines from NPR. It's time for you to call or go online right now and support 89.7 NPR News. We ask you to maybe consider a gift of $7 a month. That would also qualify you for the WOSU member card. The WOSU member card is good for dining discounts at about 200 area restaurants and arts organizations in our area. Visit WOSU.org/member card for more information. Of course, if you choose that $10 a month sustaining membership level, we'll send you Dr. Metzl's book, and you'll also get a WOSU member card as well. It is a very simple phone call, 1-866-897-9678 or at WOSU.org.
Giving to 89.7 NPR News is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and 2 minutes of your time right now. The benefits will be here all year long in the form of All Sides with Ann Fisher and all of the 89.7 NPR News programs you love and depend on. Most listeners use a credit card to give. It's so quick and so easy, and it only takes 2 minutes to make your pledge, and you'll have done your part for the entire year. Go to our website right now, WOSU.org, or that number one more time is 1-866-897-9678.
And this is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Call or go online right now and show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. And thanks.
Support.